keep you well.
You're in a more rural place. You're more
isolated.
It's
the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
So you're not into the final location yet. Oh, yeah. We're going to go live here any second. We're going to hit bumper in a second. And welcome back. We have the amazing Jonathan Gray. His website is beforeus.com, beforeus.com. It's a required reading. I tell people you must order if you're listening to my shows. Besides buying supplements to get yourself well, you need to get yourself spiritually well. You need to read his e-books, get his videos. This is essential reading and watching. Jonathan, what do you want to talk about today? What's your topic?
Well, I thought that we'll continue on. The last couple of broadcasts, we were talking about the gospel in the stars, but now the attack against that it was the reaction. And I think that's a very important subject and a very interesting one.
Right. Let's get into it.
The attack against the information that was available and just how they went about attacking and trying to delete that information.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, we do know that ancient, just to connect up with our last broadcast, ancient star charts did record the name of the coming one. And all nations shared a common language in the beginning. And the original zodiac, which actually is the pathway where the sun passes through the sky against the background of the stars, that it all had, they all had the same original zodiac from the common source. And so very early in history, the stars were named and arranged into groups, which we call constellations, and drawn on sky charts as pictures. Pictures of animals, people, and other objects. And significantly, the same names and figures were consistent throughout history and throughout the cultures of the whole world.
Right.
And they have survived on math, on charts of astronomy to this very day. Now, these constellations of the zodiac extend in a belt about 16 degrees wide encircling the Earth.
Right.
And if the stars could be seen in daytime, the sun would appear to move through this belt in the course of a year. And the path of the star against this is called the ecliptic. And in this belt, with 12 months for the steps or stages, is what we call the zodiac. Which actually means, the original meaning of the word zodiac means away by steps.
Right.
Now, the steps of a story that was unfolding in picture form on the old star maps.
Right.
Now, each sign for the 12 months is accompanied by three more adjacent signs. We call them decans or pieces, which explain the main sign. So this makes a numbered and well-ordered set of 48 signs, 12 groups of four. And actually, there are more constellations in the sky, but only these 48 extend in a band across the sky through which the sun passes in 1 year.
Right.
Now, current attempts to guess the zodiac's origin are really quite absurd, with no supporting fact. And various theories of why they're not valid are covered in my book, Sting of the Scorpion, which we mentioned before.
Yeah, I love that book. And by the way, my oldest son is an expert on biblical astrology as well, just like you.
Oh, okay, very good.
I said
well,
there's
evidence
several years ago.
Most ancient peoples uniformly acknowledged the star pictures and names as sacred in meaning.
Right. Wow.
And they were pictorial, scientific coordinate system which told a story.
Wow.
Now, so many of us have been told in our day that star signs were invented to tell people's fortunes through the stars, but the historical evidence shows that in the earliest times, star sign hieroglyphics had nothing to do with fortune-telling.
Right.
They're much, much older than what we call astrology today. And actually, we can date them. And that's a very interesting thing. They date to about 4,000 BC. But that's another subject. Now, the names and signs have basically been unaltered. And the Arabs, surprising to some people, the Arabs are among the greatest astronomers and historians the world has seen. And Al-Bamazah, astronomer for the Caliphs of Granada, spoke of these constellations, and this is what he said. None of these forms from their first invention have varied in coming down to us, nor one of their words or names changed, not one point added or removed. So that means that the star maps, which we have in use today, have basically never been altered since their origin, 4,000 years of BC. They were essentially the same as now. Not only the names, but the pictures remain the same. Now, when you translate the constellation and star names into English, according to the best lexicons and philological authorities, you get meanings such as these. This is one of the constellations. It's called, translated into English, the Serpent of Eve. Another one has a meaning of the coming lamb to be slain. And then another one is called the enemy of the coming. And then another constellation is the sacrifice slain. And another one means bruised in the heel. Now, these are all biblical terms referring to the coming Messiah. And the star maps spelled it out. And here are some of the meanings of other star constellations in the group. Who comes to save? The pierced, the slain, the coming judge.
Right.
This one comes to reign. The serpent bruiser. Rejoicing
wow.
over the serpent, the punished deceiver, Satan's head, and so on. Now, it's so unlikely that such names for stars or groups of stars that the question arises, was there a deeper meaning intended? Was there a message portrayed on the star maps?
Right.
And it turns out that these 48 ancient pictures with their hundreds of star names were carefully chosen and set in sequence to tell the story. And it was an important prophecy. And the star chart story was known across the whole world of the ancient world. So what was the prophecy? It was about a fact that a serpent had hijacked this planet Earth, but a virgin's baby would fight the serpent, defeat him, and bring life, peace, and happiness back to mankind. That sums it up, actually, very, very short, in a short form.
And this is understood by not only so-called Christians and ancient Hebrews, but also by peoples all over the world, right?
Yes, that's right. And the same meaning worldwide.
Right.
And the star...
That's why when the native peoples were evangelized here in North America, when the gospel was brought here in the last five centuries, a lot of the native peoples had some of these actually embedded in their culture, didn't they, that knowledge?
Oh, they did. Yes. And the names, actually, for Virgin, for example, the star constellation called Virgo was called Virgo by the Romans.
Right.
It was called Bethula by the Hebrews. It was called Parthenos by the Greeks. It was called Kanya by the Indians. But every one of these names means virgin.
Right. And by the way, a perversion of this knowledge was generated by the people taking mind-altering chemicals, which are the Mormons, that perverted the fact that there was some ancient knowledge that was passed on that seemed to surprise people that founded Mormonism in North America, but actually... they were actually perverting the ancient knowledge which had been put there by the star charts by God, right?
That is right. Yes, and we are told in Scripture that he's the one that gave us the names for the stars.
Right. Interesting.
Yes. Now, we may well ask, why a virgin? Why not just a woman on the star charts? There is surely no reason on earth to specify that a group of stars is a virgin in preference to a woman unless there already existed some deeper reason for calling this woman a virgin.
Right.
And if we ask the ancient people to explain this, they will tell us that they were expecting the coming deliverer to be the seed of the virgin.
Right. In other words, in fact, we talked about this, about the haplotype blood. I'd heard a rumor, but I don't know if it's true, that after Jesus, there were children born of Joseph, but they're regular, you know, children. But Jesus was completely different. And that's why, even when they analyzed his blood later, it had what we call supernatural or, you know, godlike genes combined with the human genes. So when he was resurrected, Jesus was completely different. Now, of course, he says he's not qualitatively different than us when we're resurrected into our kind of heavenly bodies. But people should understand that Yeshua is the Omer first fruits. He is the bridegroom that's going to marry, and when he returns, the human race, and turn us as the bride of the Queen of the Heavens. And that's why all the pagans want to push the Queen of Heavens idea, including the Jesuits and the Roman Catholics, because all the pagans want to have an alternative pagan version of the Queen of Heavens rather than the remnant saved human race, right?
Exactly, yes. You've summed it up well, Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
Now, as we mentioned, the star names were very much the same as they are today, back in ancient times as they are today.
Right.
But now, this is a fact, a very amazing fact, that the time came after Jesus came to earth that a group of people blasted the constellation of Virgo and her child right off the maps, and a blank space was made where this picture used to be. Now, this occurred as Christianity was moving across the world in the first century. The enemies of Christianity got hold of the star charts and wiped that picture off the map.
Right.
Now, why on earth would somebody do that? Why was it deliberately chopped out of the star maps? What was so offensive that it had to be removed? And the answer is a haunting one. Yet, although lost, this star picture can now be recovered by some wonderfully preserved clues, which we may mention. But this brings us to Ptolemy's famous star catalogue. Now, Claudius Ptolemaeus, also known as Ptolemy, and he lived from 87 AD to about 170. He was a Roman citizen of possibly Greek descent. He lived in Alexandria, Egypt. And Ptolemy actually confessed that he had modified part of the star map, but not just modified it. One complete constellation was somehow ripped out of the star maps completely, and Ptolemy, a celestial map drawer, left a space which showed several unfigured stars. Now, right. After Ptolemy's time, astronomy came to a standstill for almost 1,000 years, and then, during the Renaissance, Ptolemy's star chart became the standard, and the constellations on Ptolemy's map are still used almost unchanged today. But what is this missing constellation sign? All right, as we track it down, this blank space in the map, we discover that this is the place where Virgo used to be drawn.
Wow.
And she was holding her child, and the brightest star in Virgo was Speaker, which meant the seed. Her child was the seed of the woman. In other words, not the seed of man, a seed of a woman, indicating a virgin birth.
Right.
And it's very, very interesting that this was chopped out. Now, it was a deliberate matter, but the earlier zodiacs that have come down to us identify the missing one.
Wow. So now you know all the pieces, and it's in your book, Sting of the Scorpion at BeforeUs.com. Back in 5 minutes. Stay tuned. We have more amazing facts from Jonathan Gray. Get these books and videos. It'll enrich your life and make you powerful. powerful to the spirit.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back, and we have Jonathan Gray here. His website is BEFORE, beforeus.com. Please continue this amazing dialogue, because you're explaining a lot of things that shows that God is in a place that's beyond time, space, and dimensions. He's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. There is no way to compare any intellect, even the intellect of the greatest created being in the universe, otherwise known as the opposer or Satan. And Satan is delusional to the point where he's causing great destruction, damaging God's people, and trying to already abort the process of the marriage supper of the Lamb, but he's not going to succeed. We're at the end of the age, aren't we?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And the end is closer than most people realize.
Right. And there are not going to be a lot of signs. In fact, we dealt with this, and I want to get your comment on this, too. My other biblical experts and I agree that the Naos, or the temple, is actually us, since the sacrifice of Jesus. And any temple they build in Israel by some of the Jews, a minority, and by a lot of, I call evil jellyfish Christians, and others that have spent enough money for 100 temples, that the temple in Israel and an agreement with Islam will be, in a sense, the temple will be an abomination of desolation, whether it's on the Temple of Antonius or down below the Eastern Gate. Any physical temple in Israel will be an abomination in God's eyes because it substitutes for his sacrifice of dying on the cross for us. And I don't think people, it'll also cause desolation, or it'll cause great wars and desolations. And people don't get that. They don't understand. There's only one way, and that's God's way, is there?
There's only one way to rescue. That's his rescue plan is the only one. Any other way will fail.
Exactly. Please continue.
Okay. As we saw earlier, the 12 main zodiac signs do not stand alone. Each of them has co-joined with it, either on the south or north side of the zodiac belt, three amplifying signs. Equally to the point, and these are called decans. And so on the oldest star maps, Virgo, the Virgin, is accompanied by three explanatory signs or side pieces. And these are named Coma, which means the desired one, Centaurus, which means the despised sin offering, appointed to die, and Bootes, the coming one. Now, these three explanatory signs on the star maps around Virgo are telling about the coming deliverer.
Right.
So now let's zero in on the sign adjoining Virgo, which went missing.
Right.
Here's how the Arabian astronomer describes this zodiac sign. He says, there arises in the first decan, as all the nations have on the same star charts, a young woman whose name denotes a pure virgin sitting on a throne nourishing an infant boy. Well, now, why would a star sign have been on the charts for 4,000 years and then be suddenly wiped off? Well, we'll find out in a moment that the head of the boy on the star maps is slightly higher. She's holding the boy, infant son, and his head is slightly higher than her head.
Right.
Now, hieroglyphically, this symbolizes the fact that he is greater than her.
Right.
So the worship is to go to him, not to the woman.
Right, but we know in Catholic Church there's more sites and churches dedicated to the woman, to they call her the Queen of Heaven or Mary, than there is to actually Yeshua Jesus, right?
Yeah. That's right. But on the star maps, it's definitely shown that he is to be worshipped, not she.
Right.
Now, in the Hebrew and Oriental dialects, Coma means the desired one, the longed for. So hieroglyphically, the child is greater than the mother. He is the desired one, not the woman, but her child.
Right.
Now, the Virgo woman who gives birth to the seed, and the brightest star in that constellation we translate its name as seed. Whatever language we have it in, the meaning is the seed right. of the woman. And the woman in coma holding up the infant are the same thing. The infant in all the star signs is everywhere the same promised one. The focal point of coma is the child.
Right.
Now, the Arab astronomer Al-Bumaiza makes this very, very interesting. He's not a Christian, but he makes this very interesting observation. And this is what he says. There arises in the first decan, as all the nations teach, a young woman whose name denotes a pure virgin. She's sitting on a throne nourishing her infant boy, said boy having a Hebrew name. Now, this is the Arabs talking. Right. And they're admitting that the boy has a Hebrew name by some nations called Yusha, with the meaning of salvation, which is called Christ. Now, this is an Arab talking. He's not a Christian, but he's admitting what the story is on the star maps, that the right. name of Jesus Christ actually was given on the star map itself, and the name of the star denotes he is the Savior.
Wow. Amazing.
Now, that is absolutely astonishing. And he says that the name of the child is Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying.
Wow.
And this was hundreds of years, thousands of years before Jesus Christ came to earth. Okay, so what could lead to a star sign that had been on the charts for 4,000 years to now suddenly be wiped off the chart? Is it becoming clear?
Yeah.
Now remember that Al-Bumaiza was not a Christian. He was an Arab astronomer, right. simply stating a fact. And according to his information, this puts the name of Yeshu, Jesus, back thousands of years with the earliest unchanged star
was this,
maps.
Was this before or after Islam rose in the 6th century?
Yes, before Islam ever existed.
In other words, we're talking about an Arab astronomer that said it's before the rise of Muhammad. Okay, go ahead.
And we're talking about a man who's honest in admitting that it's not an Arab name or any other name, it's a Hebrew name.
Now, they're trying to pervert the idea that there's going to be eventually some form of bridge. In fact, there's a number of different sects of Islam, including Shiite, what's called the Alawites in Syria, where Bashar al-Assad is, to try to bridge between Christianity and Islam using Mary. There's a Mariology kind of like subsect there, trying to bridge across there, isn't there?
Oh, yes, that's what they're trying to do.
Right.
Okay. So now we've got here that the earliest star maps had the name of Jesus.
Right.
And in these earliest star maps, he is... The brightest star, translated to English, means the desired one,
right.
which precisely is denoted in the Old Testament. The desire of all nations shall come. That's in the book of Haggai. So he has a Hebrew name. That name is Yeshu, Jesus, Yeshua. And it's unchanged for thousands of years. And he is the desired one. Now, because the promise was made right back after man first turned his back on God, that the seed of the woman would come to fight the serpent and defeat him and bring us life back again, because we've cut ourselves off from the life giver, and he would restore that relationship. What the star maps are saying is that he is the desired one. He's the one that all the people of the world through history were desiring, the desired savior, the desired rescuer. And that's right there on the star maps. Now, can you guess why this explosive star message had to be blasted right out of the star maps?
Right.
Now, in the message of Yeshua the Messiah, as it spread across the earth, it shook paganism severely.
Right.
Its opponents in Rome and Alexandria, which were the two chief centers of paganism, counterattacked. Firstly, in Rome and Alexandria in particular, they infiltrated the Christian movement to defuse its power. Secondly, in Alexandria and Rome, they corrupted Bible texts to downgrade Yeshua. And in Alexandria, Ptolemy, his star map, chopped out the prophecy identifying Yeshua by name.
Wow.
Because it was too pointed and too much in evidence that this was the one. And to get rid of it, the influence of Christianity, that's what they did. And amazing.
Now, all these people, including Ptolemy, I'm sure, were in a secret order at the time. And they were channeling transdimensional entities to actually confuse the gospel which is written in the stars. And the reason why it was written in the stars, it shows that the creator of the universe is the author of every atom and every photon of being, and that nothing can exist without God's intention field allowing it to exist, including even those that do evil. And God's not, we call, judging because of what you do, he's judging because you have no relationship with him. Relationship is everything that counts. So what's going on now is we're at the end of the age now, where that final sign, that third sign you mentioned, means he's coming back for his bride. That means a saved, transformed human race. And there's nicer people than me that don't have a relationship with God. There's nicer people than me that aren't going to be in eternity with God. And that's not, that grieves me. It grieves me that my brothers and sisters may not make it. It grieves me that much of the world is going to suffer not only physical things, but spiritual things and eternal punishment. And that's not good. It's not punished because they, quote, did evil, because you only can sin against God. It's because they lack a relationship with God, right?
That's right, and they can't be trusted to live with him.
Right. Exactly. In other words, they will do what is right in their own eyes rather than the will of God.
That is right.
Right.
Now, here's another attack. And this is not on the star maps, it's in the scripture itself.
Right.
Back in 1656, a dispute arose in Poland between some distinguished Jewish rabbis and some Christian students of the Book of Daniel. The dispute concerned Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy in Daniel chapter 9. And these Christians said to the rabbis, this prophecy proves Yeshua to be the Messiah. It tells exactly when the Messiah was to suffer.
Right.
Well, the rabbis were so hard pressed by this argument, it was embarrassing, so they broke up the discussion. And then the rabbis held a meeting. And as a result, they pronounced a curse upon any Jew who would attempt to work out the chronology found in this prophecy.
Right. Or even reading those scriptures too, right?
Yes. And this is their curse. May the bones of the hands and the bones of the fingers decay and decompose of him who turns the pages of the book of Daniel to find out the time of Daniel chapter 9, 24 to 27, and may his memory rot off from off the face of the earth forever.
Wow.
Now, that's really a severe
curse. That's a
curse
against a prophetic word. Now, remember, a prophetic word, whether it's through, you know, I have a few 3x5 cards from God. The prophetic word in the Bible means when you curse the word of God, you're cursing God. Because all we are is like a piece of paper. We're like a scribe or someone conveying his message. Just like in your books, you're conveying a message from God. So you can't curse a message from God without cursing God. That's not a good idea, because God's not just a creator. He's the only destroyer. It's not Satan. Satan perverts. The creator and the destroyer is God, right?
That's right. Now, it's very, very interesting that Daniel's mathematical prophecy gives the actual year when Messiah the Prince shall actually come and appear and preach. And as a result of rejecting him, Jerusalem would be destroyed, which did occur.
Right.
And these 70 weeks, actually, with the principle of a day for a year as a yardstick, is a total of 490 years, which was given to the Jewish nation to await the coming of the Messiah, then accept him. But the desolation that would come upon Jerusalem by rejecting him was also prophesied in that same chapter.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting.
I think there's a more abomination of desolation that's coming to Israel right now. Because Israel, and even the actions of Trump, who actually has good intentions, not only moving the capital there, but plans to help the Jews and Christians build a temple, which is the abomination of desolation. right?
Well, Daniel actually predicted this event of Messiah's coming and his rejection.
And exactly. That's the ultimate rejection, is to build a temple. Yeah, his ultimate rejection of God, of Jesus' blood, is to build a temple and an ultimate sacrifice, isn't it?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. We are now back with Jonathan Gray. So, Jonathan, please continue your dialogue. This is amazing. Again, you got to connect the dots to understand exactly who the players are, like who is Donald J. Trump, POTUS. What are the end time signs? Why is building a temple such an evil thing where it takes away from the completed sacrifice of Jesus? It is the abomination that desolates. Why are we in the end times seeing the coming force of Russia and China as great enemies, and the globalists trying to collaborate to see if they can fuse us with a new world order where Russia and China become part of this new world order, and we succumb to a global cyber state, and a mark of the beast system, which is coming not from Russia or China, but from America. People don't know that America does a lot of good works, but it does more evil than anybody else on Earth recently in the last century. America is the seed of the beast, if you want to call it. People don't want to hear that, do they?
Well, Dr. Bill, getting back to our subject.
Yeah, let's do that.
There's a discrepancy, and this may not be known generally, there's a discrepancy between the Jewish Bible and the Jewish year count. They disagree with each other.
Oh, really?
Yes. In the 130s of the present era, Jewish history was deliberately shortened to make the messianic prophecy of Daniel chapter 9 extend not to Jesus Christ in the first century, but into the second century.
Oh, really?
And this was a last of a series of moves to curb the alarming growth of the Christian movement within the Jewish economy.
Yeah, because more Jews were converted to become Christians than probably any other single group, right?
Now the Jewish, the year count is 5,000 and something right now.
Right.
But it's an acknowledged hoax that's been perpetrated upon the ordinary Jewish people, and they're generally unaware of it.
Right.
And sadly, the history of early Judaism has been misrepresented to the Jewish people by standard Jewish literature and or by rabbis.
Right.
Now, something here doesn't smell right. How could this have happened? All right. Now, as we go into this, we find that there were a great debate began taking place among the Jewish people as a result of the rise of Christianity. And with the Roman siege of Jerusalem in 70 AD, virtually no one escaped except the Christians. And the Jewish Encyclopedia admits that they had all left Jerusalem.
They had a prophecy before to tell them to leave, didn't they?
Because they accepted the prophecy of Jesus Christ that they should relocate once they see Jerusalem surrounded by armies.
Yeah, they went up to the lands, I think it was between Israel and Jordan in the mountains there, didn't they?
To a place called Pella, yes.
Yeah.
Now, what happened was Jesus says, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place in Jerusalem, then flee to the mountains. Now, the holy place was not the temple. The holy place was a no man's land surrounding Jerusalem, which had been set up by Nehemiah, because merchants were coming and shouting to the people on the walls of Jerusalem, look, I will reserve this for you after the Sabbath. I will reserve this for you after the Sabbath. They were trying to sell on the Sabbath day, and people were shouting and saying, when the sun goes down, save that for me, etc. And Nehemiah therefore put a big boundary around Jerusalem, a no man's land, so that the sellers who were coming could not shout out their advertising to the people inside the city who should have had their minds on the Sabbath day.
Ah, interesting.
And that was called the holy place to protect the Sabbath day, the Sabbath protection zone.
Right.
Now, when the Roman banners came around Jerusalem, they stood in that Sabbath protection zone. And the Roman banners were sun worship banners. The sun worship stood in the place of the Sabbath zone. And that was an abomination. It was called the greatest abomination.
Wow.
And that's what Jesus was referring to when he said, when you see the abomination of sun worship standing in the Sabbath protection zone, then flee, because soon after that, the armies are going to come and take Jerusalem. That was his warning.
And by the way, the sun worship...
One Christian died because they fled Jerusalem when they saw that happen.
And by the way, that sun worship thing you're talking about is tied to a lot of the alien agenda that's pushed by globalists and so on, that the aliens somehow genetically upgraded us and we're our creators. This is something we're going to rebuke with the Gen 6 conference attendees like L.A. Marzulli tomorrow. People need to understand this, that God created us, not some alien beings that the Vatican are pushing can even be, quote, evangelists to us.
That
people
is right.
Need to understand this, right?
And so the Vatican Sunday, the Vatican Sun Worship emblem, is going to stand in place of the Sabbath protection.
Right.
And this is the abomination that God refers to, the greatest abomination, because the Sabbath actually shows him to be the creator and the just ruler of this world.
Right. Well,
sun worship actually is the banner of Satan himself, who has hijacked this planet and wants
right.
to take it over instead.
Well, the Sabbath means a number of things. You have to have Sabbath rest, you remineralize your crops, so you have food value. The Sabbath
yes.
is the day we rest in God, but you have to rest every day in God. You don't rest every day in God, which means you check with God on whatever you're doing. You can't do good without doing God and adding an extra O. So the Sabbath is a whole way of life. It's not just a day of the week. It's how you remineralize your soul and your physical body and how you actually treat the will of God in terms of your life. Because people think that they can sin against man. You can only sin against God. And he's the only one who can take away sin away. We can't take away sin by even doing good works. Please continue.
Yes. Well, now, a reaction against the rise of Christianity
right.
was that in the 130 years AD, Rabbi Akiva, the father of the Mishnah, attempted to answer the Christians by promoting a new translation of the Hebrew Scriptures into Greek, which ripped out key words in the text that were specially used by the Christians to demonstrate that Jesus was the Messiah.
Right.
Now, Rabbi Akiva also chopped out at least 160 years of known Persian history
right.
so that the 490 years prophesied by Daniel, during which Messiah was to appear, that those 490 years would not end in the first century, but end in the time of Rabbi Akiva, because they were promoting a new man as the Messiah
right.
in the second century.
Yeah, and by the way,
and
the
then around 140 AD, Rabbi Yosef ben Hadaffa, he was one of Akiva's main disciples, he codified the mutilated Jewish chronology in a book called the Book of the Order of the World.
Wow.
And it cut out a whopping number of hundreds of years from the Jewish calendar. And that's why the Jewish calendar today is shorter than the biblical calendar. And the
wow.
two don't agree.
Wow. And of course, this explains also why they did this, because if you follow the almost 300 some plus prophecies, Yeshua came at the right time, that he's also prophesied in his death that came at the right time according to the prophecies, and that his name Yahashua HaMashiach, which means the breath that came and incarnated in human flesh, God in the flesh came, HaMashiach, which means he's anointed one, and therefore it indicates that he was the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb. And
yeah.
people don't, they need to understand that it's actually not only in his name, but all the star signs. And the people that kept this were actually the Kohanim that married the Midians, forming the Mosaic tribe of Moses, called the Naimas, and they were the Magi that brought the gifts to Jesus. My ancestors were the Magi of Isfahan, Western Persia.
That's right.
People need to understand
yeah.
this. God says, you mean that God actually gave it, sure, all of these people were not stupid. They had star signs. They could see it right in the guy in this gospel in the sky. And they also knew, that's why they knew when it was coming. That's why they came even before the monster of Jerusalem that was trying to kill the babies before Jesus arrived. Actually, he died very, I think it was like 5 BC, really, I think, before that he died before even Jesus was born. But he tried to kill all the babies off because he didn't want a young baby boy to be born to be the incarnation of God in the flesh. He knew this was coming. And the star signs were there even for these apostate kings, like King Herod Agrippa. Right?
Yes. Okay. Now, do
Please
you
continue.
Know that there are Jewish sources which admit that the year count was falsified in order to
wow.
get rid of Jesus in the prophecy?
Well, why, you know, I heard some Jewish rabbis are now starting to turn back that maybe he's the Messiah. I have some contacts in Israel, and Jesus is actually showing up even in Muslim countries and cities and places where it would be so dangerous for a rabbi to go there. You've talked about this in the past, where God himself is actually showing up.
And this is still happening. In fact, it happened just 2 weeks ago in a report that I received.
Oh, really? Where was this? What city or place? It was in Africa?
This was in Afghanistan.
Oh, really? Yeah, if you sent a ministry in there, they would die. Yeah, they would never get their word out at all. So
that's
God
right.
actually shows up himself. That's wild.
He's doing it himself. He's cutting the work short.
Yeah, yeah.
As he promised.
Yeah.
Now, we ask, do any of today's Jewish scholars know about this deliberate fiddling with the date
right.
of history? Yes, the Encyclopedia Judaica has this to say about the rabbis' compression of the Persian period
right.
in order to get rid of Jesus Christ from the prophecy. And it says that the most significant confusion in the calculation is the compression of the Persian period. So the Jewish Encyclopedia admits that the Jewish period was compressed and that made the whole dating of Daniel chapter 9 extend into the second century
right.
because there was a Jewish-backed imposter who was claiming to be the Messiah, and they wanted Daniel's prophecy to fit him.
Well, what was his name? Was that
that's why it was done.
Was that by Bar Kokhba? Was that the guy you're talking about, or was it somebody
else? Yes.
Bar Kokhba, yeah.
That's right. And so they excused it.
Wow.
They try to excuse it even today. But they cannot excuse something like that. And it is actually admitted that they took out years of history to change the time ending of the prophecy.
Well, I think we're on the knife's edge of the destruction of Israel. We have Hezbollah with missiles, thousands that can strike within a matter of an accurate 10 square meters in Israel. We have Russian nukes in Iran. We have basically Trump talking about a mutual treaty he's going to do to try to support Netanyahu, who, by the way, is also a CFR member. We have a situation where if 17 million of the Russian citizens are Muslim and 42% of the Russian army are Muslims, not only from Russia, but surrounding Muslim states that revere the mullahs of Iran as their religious leaders. So we've got a very difficult situation. It's right up to Ezekiel 38. I'm against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. And if you actually look at these names, Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh are basically Tobolsk, which is eastern Ukraine, Moscow, and of Rush, the sons of Rush, which are the great-grandsons of Noah. People need to understand we're actually at a time now where these prophecies are coming because the destruction coming on America, it will be, when it happens, will be Russian, won't it?
Okay. Now, if people are looking for the Messiah to come for the first time now, it will be in vain.
Yeah.
It's certain that Daniel's 490 years expired almost 2,000 years ago. So one is forever without excuse who will not admit that the Messiah has come when we have gone on far beyond the utmost reckoning for his coming. If he has not already come the first time, then he never will come.
Exactly. And not only that, those who don't understand his coming back is coming back after a time of great trouble or tribulation, which we're
That's
on the
right.
knife's edge of. Thank you, Jonathan. Amazing show. By the way, I'm going to rearrange the schedule for you to be back on in 2 weeks. I will move our guys so you will be back on in 2 weeks' time for your regular appointment, okay? So don't you worry. 2 weeks from now, you'll be back.
Okay.
I'll bring you to the 7th of October, or 8th, 9th of October.